You're listening to 91.1 WEDM, and this is Warren's World. Thank you for tuning in.
This is 91.1 WEDM. This is another edition of Show Choir for Warren's World. Today we have Miss Keeks and Miss Kia's here. How y'all doing?
Good.
All right, so look, I got a question for y'all. So for the people who don't know what Show Choir is, can you tell us about it?
Show Choir is when you sing and you dance at the same time, and you compete against other schools on the weekends, and like you be looking real tight and stuff. Yeah.
Okay, so we're here to talk about outside of show choir. Do you see yourself pursuing that outside?
Personally, I don't see myself pursuing show choir outside as a career. If anything, I would see myself pursuing, like, medicine and stuff like that.
And, I don't know. This year has really been an eye-opener for me, seeing, my middle school choir teacher and seeing our current choir teacher, Mr. P. It's really been interesting for me, and I think I might want to do it when I get out of school.
Have you guys got any college looks for that, or ever thought about just going into college and doing that?
I wouldn't go to college to do choir because, honestly, even though high school is really stressful, and, like, no.
Okay, how do you guys, like, prepare for that?
Prepare for what? Show choir competitions?
Yeah.
So we have a set show, and it's 5 songs. We dance to 4 of them, and then it's a ballad in between 2 songs so that we have a breather. So usually, like, first semester of the school, we would learn our dances, learn the songs, and then afterwards we just start practicing. And then next, like, second semester is when competition season starts. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we just practice a lot.
So is that, like, your stressful point?
Yeah, man, because I'm trying to go to practice. I'm trying to go home and go to sleep.
Yeah, I feel like the most stressful part about show choir is probably show choir competition because it's so intense. We got, like, almost, I don't know how many hour days on Saturdays where we go to schools and we got to watch every other school do their songs and everything. We got to wait for award ceremonies and stuff like that. So
yeah, and you got to wake up, like, early in the morning.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed to go to sleep in your homeroom. You got to stay up, watch other choirs. And when you be watching a ballad, man, you just going to sleep because I be going to sleep. You're not supposed to.
But that's what we do.
Yeah.
Do you ever have people try to press you, like, to really do it? Because I know both of you, like, outstanding in show choir.
Yes, man. I've actually got pressed so many times to go to Ball State to pursue singing, and that's just not me. I don't even like singing as much. I like dancing more. So that's really why I pursued show choir, because my sister started when I was a freshman, and I just liked how they danced. That's the only reason I wanted to do it. I didn't really care for the singing part.
Okay. As far as that, as a team, like, throughout show choir, since it's your senior year, do you think you had, like, a great performance?
If we're going to be honest, I'm actually going to say in one of my choirs, we had an amazing performance. We came together. We were all really close. We started to feel each other on the stage. In one of my second choirs, it was certain moments where we would feel each other on the stage and we would perform really good. And after we performed great, it was just like everything went downhill and we would have to rebuild everything back up every single competition. It was just horrible.
So, as you being a senior, would you leave anything, like, to tell your coaches or anything to fix?
I would say, going off of my first 2 years, I would say you should first try to make it fun before you try to bring, you should always be serious, but you shouldn't let that take over what you're trying to do, because once you make it all about being serious, you really start to hate it, and that's not it.
Be honest, do you like working with people younger, like newcomers?
I actually do. I take them, I feel like they're like a younger sibling. And if, like, we act the same, it's going to be real cool. And even if we don't act the same, I try to make sure everybody's comfortable being around me. So.
And I like the older people in the choirs who, like, are really into it, because instead of, like, being like, I know how to do everything and I can do it better than you guys, they'll try to help you and show you what they know and try to give you all the good things that they've learned and for ways to for you to improve.
Okay, is there times that you guys, like, get competitive out there and just want to take somebody down?
Yes. Okay, so during show choir competitions, we have this thing called best performer, and it's like the person who performs the best throughout the entire choir during your show. So basically, every time we go out and perform for highlights, most of the time, it's like every girl is competing against each other to try to get best performer, which means we try to give our all And then everybody's performing like a best performer, but that's like mainly what we compete for because I just want a medal.
What about you, Kia?
Starting show choir competition, I didn't know anything about best performer, but I feel like it's a motivation for everybody to do their best, so that way everybody's being their best performer.
Okay, so like who's like your stars or your top three?
You can go ahead.
Probably it would have to be Ayanna Collins, Kiara Jones, and Nike Tillman. Okay. They're probably just not even all of them, but just a few females I look up to in show choir because they do give their all, and they have just been really good mentors throughout this year. And seeing as they're all seniors, like it's like almost heartbreaking because they're gonna leave, and I'm gonna miss them so much.
Do you guys get like good looks like the football players do, or no?
Honestly, they don't really pay attention to choir as much as they pay attention to other sports. Mm-hmm. We don't, as far as funding goes, everything that we get, we pay for with our money. Like, we put towards the choir, and nobody really knows about show choir because we're barely on the announcements for anything that we do, and we just don't get a lot of public.
Yeah. So, one of the most controversial things is that people don't see show choir as a sport. And it really is like they don't give us the recognition and the appreciation that we really deserve, because we go just as hard as any athlete in this school, and yeah,
like show choir, like a show choir competition is like a game basically.
It is,
because you compete against somebody during a football game, just like we compete against different schools at a show choir competition. We're all trying to win something, so it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Okay. And the last question is, would you guys recommend people to come and do it, or no?
Yeah, most definitely. Regardless of, like, whatever happens throughout the year, like, any problems or anything, honestly, at the end of the day, we know that we're all family, and that if you need to go to anybody to talk about anything, you can inside those four walls in the classroom. So it's not really a problem. And I would recommend it to anybody who likes to sing and dance.
I would recommend it to anybody who wants to, like, break out of their shell. Like, there are kids who come into choir and, like, not talking and not being expressive. And, like, this time this year, like, they're open and they're, like, it's just amazing how much progress they've gotten just by being in choir.
Okay. I appreciate that. So we're wrapping this up. This is 91.1 WEDM. This was another One's World edition of Show Choir. I appreciate Miss Keeks and Miss Kia coming out here for another interview, and this is the last one. Appreciate you guys. Catch you back.
Bye.
Up next is Camry and Maurice with their Warren's World.
Hello, welcome to this edition of Warren's World. It's your host, Camry Russell, and with me I have...
your co-host, Maurice.
And today we're going to be talking about prepping for senior year. I know there's a lot of juniors out there that are kind of nervous about what's going to happen, about preparing, just having everything down and packed. And me and Maurice are going to be... well, me and Maurice are at the end of our senior year career, and we're going to be moving on, going to college. So we're going to fill you in on the tips and tricks that you need to make your senior year easy.
Which I guess this is really important, especially if you're a junior, because you have another summer and then eventually you're going to be a senior starting classes off. And I think it's really important to start prepping yourself now before waiting to the end of the year. Because for me, I think I probably waited a little bit longer than, you know, I wanted to. So, you know, it didn't come as the way I wanted it to, if that makes sense. So, like, I waited till the last minute to do things and submit applications and, you know, college and all that stuff. And all the college-related things, so,
Okay, so for me, I would say a first thing that a junior or even a sophomore needs to do before they get to senior year is you need to figure out what classes you're going to take that year. Because senior year, you really don't want to do as much, and you're going to have a lot of troubles and tribulations throughout senior year, and you just want to make it as easy as possible. That's what I did for me.
Yeah, and I think it's really important to really, like, for you, I feel like it comes just natural because, like, everything we do kind of just came natural. Like, we didn't, I mean, I guess you really do have to kind of force a lot of things in your senior year. Like, you have to force yourself to apply to a college. You have to force yourself to do research and all that good stuff. So, I mean, then again, it's like you have to force yourself to do those things.
Yeah, because you want to make it as easy as possible. Because right now, all it takes is 2 core classes and the rest of my classes are electives. That's easy. Yeah. Easy. And it's the last of senior year and it's still, I'm struggling trying to get all my stuff together for these 2 classes that I need to graduate, but it's easy. If I had more than those 2 core classes, I probably wouldn't be having good grades. Because senior year, you have to finish strong and you just want to be able to take easy stuff so you're not as tempted to not do work. Because I know right now I'm really tempted to not just do anything and just graduate and just do whatever. And that's not okay. You want to have the best grades as you possibly can and try to get into the best colleges you can with your grades and your GPA.
Right. And the thing about grades, I really feel as though they are important, but it's like we kind of stressed ourselves out. And before coming into senior year, I told myself I would not let my grades kind of be the definition that I'm, you know, holding. Maybe it's just about the work that I'm putting in. So I don't, I let the grades kind of affect me, but I let them affect me in a way where it's like, how hard am I working? So if my grades are not as good, am I not, I must not be working as hard enough as I want to. So.
Yeah, because, like, you know, your junior year, your grades are good. And then senior year, it's like, I don't feel like doing nothing. I'm about to be out of here anyway.
Exactly.
And that's not the mindset you need to have going into senior year. Senior year should be a relaxed year, but also your hardest working year to get those college acceptance letters, to get into the career field you want to go into, because you're going to be going to the real world. Yeah. We're going to the real world in 3 weeks. 3 weeks, I know, and we have to prepare ourselves for what's going to be out there. Everybody out there is not going to be sweet and nice and, oh, turn this paper in. No, you got to work on yourself, do the work that you need to do, and get out there and be the best you can be.
And I like how you mentioned the fact that nobody's going to tell you how to do it. Like, there's no specific way to, I guess, really, to be honest, to plan a senior year, because some things may not work for someone else and some things may not work for you. But I think it's okay to take the things into consideration because they're very important.
Yes.
They're definitely a way for you. You can always, like, go back and reiterate or, you know, rephrase something that works best for you, you know?
Mm-hmm. You can always, I always take advice from people who are older than me or who have been through more stuff than I have.
Right.
Because I don't know everything at 17 as somebody who might know things at 25. Like, they've have experienced things and they're in the real world experiencing their career and trying to get there. And it's hard for somebody to get there when they're only 17 years old, just fresh out of high school.
Exactly. So, I mean, even if you're fresh out of junior year, like, and you're listening to this, I think it's always important to really realize how these tips can go so much farther than just your senior year, but, you know, they go so long-term and, like, for the future and things, which kind of rolls us in to, you know, being responsible. Like, being responsible, like we already said, but, like, I just want to kind of re-say it because, like, you have to be responsible. Like, take action. Nobody's going to give you those opportunities unless you really want them. Like, you know, if you ask, maybe you may get offered, but sometimes you just have to take those. You can't wait for somebody to be like, okay, here, I'm gonna give you this opportunity, I'm hoping you'll take it. Just take it, because you don't know how this experience will help you long term.
Yes, I would say senior year, I've taken so many opportunities this year, going on field trips, signing recommendation letters getting recommendation letters from teachers, just trying to put myself out there, get scholarships. Just trying to apply for anything. You have to grind and get for what you want. If you don't grind for it, you're not going to get it.
Right.
It has to take a lot of hard work and determination to get what you want. So if you're not going to do that, then you might as well just stop over here right now. We might as well just cut it off and you might just well go ahead and about your day. Because you need to grind for what you want. Senior year is about applying to scholarships and getting and grinding, getting that move on, that early track to your life and starting out. Because if you don't get on it now, or if you don't get on it sooner than later, you're going to be trying to rush everything and get everything done in the last week. If you procrastinate so long, you'll be in the last month trying to pick all the pieces together. And when you don't want to do that, that's something that you should avoid or not try to do, because it's just like you're going to be stressed out when you shouldn't be. It should be a time to relax, to study for your finals, and then you're on your way for graduation.
Right. And the last thing I want to say is just be consistent. It's easy to be really lazy and not want to work for the things that you really want most because they're hard to get. And it's going to be challenging. I feel like in the real world, it's going to be challenging for people to get jobs or people to get opportunities. So if you were given the opportunity, do it right now because you may not have the chance again.
Okay. Thank you for your words of inspiration. That is it for us this week. You can catch us next week or any other week. But that is it for us. See you later.
Bye, guys.
Coming up next is Maurice's Warren's World. So listen up.
Some people plant seeds in the spring and leave in the summer. If you signed up for a season, see it through. You don't have to stay forever, but at least stay until you see it through. Jim Rohn. Hey guys, and welcome back to another Warren's World episode. I am your host, Maurice, and I'm also here with a couple of friends. So, you know, include yourself, guys. Include yourselves.
Oh, so I got to introduce myself then, huh?
Yeah.
What up, you guys? It's your guy, DJ Z. How are you? How you be?
And it's Cameron here. This is me.
Anyways, alrighty guys, for today's topic, we're talking all things, you know, summer, and we're going to be talking about things that are coming up into the summer. So what are you guys' plans for the summer? I know we're leaving spring pretty kind of soon, but pretty much soon, but it's like, you know, it felt like it just started though. So
really,
my summer is about to be crazy.
How so?
Well, we graduate June 5th. Mm-hmm. After June 5th, I'm going to Holiday World for a little birthday bash. Then I'm having a birthday party with me and my best friend.
Ooh.
Then I am going to Pride with you, Reese.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. And then I'm doing a couple other things. I'm having a bonfire concert with my band members.
Mm-hmm.
We're having a birthday party for two of my band members. And then I leave for BASIC. So it's going to be crazy.
I think that's going to be exciting, but what out of all of those things, what are you most looking forward to?
I'm most looking forward to, ooh.
I feel like that was a good question.
I'm looking forward to Pride.
Yeah, I think that's going to be really fun.
Mm. It's going to be dope. Ooh, and the water park, because I've never been to a water park before.
What? That's crazy.
I've never been to a water park or I've never been to the fair. It's a lot.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, you're almost out. There's a lot of stuff we got to do together.
Most deaf, girl.
And I think for me, I think it's always important to kind of like try new things, even if it's not even what you would intend. Like going to Pride kind of wasn't my intention until you mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
So like it's exciting. I feel like it'll be definitely a learning experience.
Pride is crazy, but make sure you bring some bleach because your eyes are going to see some things.
Alrighty, guys. And what are you looking forward to, Camry?
Well, this summer I'll be turning 18.
Woo woo.
And then
woo woo.
Right.
Ooh,
you know,
I'm turning 19.
Oldie.
Oh, how dare you.
But also, I'll be planning for my open house, just preparing for college and that next step. Probably just hanging out with friends all summer and maybe my little fling, you know?
Might get that little fling in before you go to wait.
Right, head off, you know, and just have fun, you know? That's gonna be 18, we're gonna be partying.
So what are you doing after school?
Me?
Yes, you can.
Oh, I'm deciding which college is best for me. Just seeing how I'm able to pay for everything at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, cost is everything. How am I going to be, I want to go here, I got to accept it, but it's just, how am I going to pay for stuff like that?
Right.
Okay, what about you? What about you, Maurice?
I have a few trips coming up. I have, I'm going to San Antonio, Texas.
Ooh.
And then I have Kings Island with Camry. I'm so excited.
Ooh. I forgot about that.
And
oh
then you
God.
Have Pride with me.
Yes. It's going to be so great. I think, and also the college thing, I have orientation the first month of June. Which means I have to stay overnight. And I think that'll be an experience. I'm going to be by myself, but I think that's kind of the whole thing about college. You kind of have to do things by yourself. Like, eventually you'll find your knit close group of friends, you know? But for now, I guess I'm just kind of accepting the fact that, you know, that's kind of where I'm at. And mm-hmm. I shouldn't, like, try to, like, avoid it and just kind of, like, accept it, you know? And mm-hmm. another trip I have coming up is Myrtle Beach. I don't know if I mentioned this to you, but, like, months ago, I booked this trip and I was like, okay, I really want something to do over the summer. And I was like, okay, long term wise, I can, you know, save up some money. And I had just booked the trip because I was like, okay, I just want to, I was like craving this urge to just go see the world. And I was like, Myrtle Beach sounds so fun. And then when my friend said something about it, she was like, you should go to the the pier. And I was like, of course, I'm definitely going to go. I'm going to see all of the things. And this is kind of like another kind of guest solo trip. But, you know, I'm looking forward to that. And I'm also looking forward to college and moving into college right around August. So there's a lot of things between those things. So
that's good. It's always nice to travel and get away by yourself. You don't always need somebody.
That's very true. Ooh, little tip for you guys, because you guys are about to be on your own, and due to some circumstances, I'm on my own currently. It's fun. It's so fun to like be able to make choices for yourself and not have to worry about somebody else judging you for your choices. Yeah. So I think college is going to be really great for you guys.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I could party with you guys.
We got all summer.
All summer. Right. Awesome. We have until the 18th of June, to be completely honest.
Right. And that's the thing about summer, because the summer is a time to really kind of like restart everything and refresh and everything. Like you planted your seeds in the springtime. Jeez. And now you're actually letting everything blossom and everything's just coming up. And it's crazy. But it's exciting too, because that's what summertime is about.
We graduate in the summer.
I know. It's crazy.
Guys. We're about to graduate. I'm sorry.
No, you're
It's so
good.
Real. Like, we have literally
2 weeks.
2 weeks in a day.
Oh.
2 weeks in a couple of days, really.
Yeah.
Well, 2 weeks in a day till school is over, and then 2 weeks in a couple of days till graduation.
Jesus.
We're going to be on our own, grown. No more waking up at the crack of dawn every day.
See, that's going to be my reality for 2 weeks, and then I leave for basic, and then I'm waking up at 3 a.m. every morning and working out.
But I also think during the summertime, it's also good to start new challenges, like start challenging yourself. Like right now, I'm doing a 30-day journaling, and I've pretty much been consistent with it. I pretty much wake up in the morning, I eat my breakfast, and I've been pretty good with it efficiently, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I think it's really good to start a new challenge in the summertime. Like you want to like work out, and like, because a lot of people want to work out in the spring and the wintertime, but like, you know, how about just work out in the summertime and, you know, by the end of summer, you accomplish something, you know, and it feels good. Like, what kind of challenges would you guys do?
See, I'm working out more, meaning I go on jogs, I do more outdoor stuff, mainly because, one, I have to get my endurance up because basic is going to tear me up. But, yeah, that's just my thing currently. Mm-hmm. And I work out when I wake up and before I go to sleep.
Yeah.
That's good.
What about you, Camry?
For me, I've been more focusing on my career path. Like, for the past couple months, I've been taking photography workshops that were provided me by the school, that we go to a church, we take photos and stuff. And it's just really eye-opening how something so small can be made into a beautiful photo.
Right.
And it's just, I've been doing that for the past couple months, and then the end of the workshop is this Saturday. But I'm still going to continue with myself. I love to take photos. I'm taking photos of, like, so many things. And it's really amazing how much I've come from starting out in March all the way up to now. Mm-hmm. It's really cool.
Ooh, I feel that, because I'm also singing, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm coming up on a year since I started really singing, like since I started throwing myself into my passion. I get what you mean.
It's yeah.
Like looking back at the beginning of it and being like, whoa, I was there. This summer, I'm going to be at a year of singing. And oh my gosh, the difference is crazy. And I love it.
It's so good to
progress.
Go back.
Right.
Yes, I love it.
That's the thing about the summertime. You start to see your progress. Like I said, you start to blossom. You start to become the person you want to become. You start
especially over the
doing
4 years.
The things. Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh
exactly.
My God.
Everything we've done over 4 years. Oh my
Dude,
goodness.
Dude, I need to get a hold of my old phones because.
Oh, yes, yeah, so photos, any videos, old clothes I used to wear.
Yes.
I was like, ew, my style is just trash.
But it's like when you look back, you see all the improvement you made from the like springtime, and then you'll see like in the summertime you finally like get to wear what you want to wear. It's warm. The warm
summer.
Weather is just nice, and it's just like you can wear shorts finally.
Yes.
Barely.
I get to wear shorts and show off the fact that I haven't shaved in 6 months.
Well, thank you guys for joining in on today's Warren's World.
Of course.
And thank moving you. Into the springtime and, you know, well, moving into the summertime, I think it's also very important to set some goals. Like, you know, last thing I wanted to mention is just, you know, be intentional. Like, set some goals that you want to cover by the summertime or by the end of the summertime so you have something to look forward to. Alrighty, guys. Thank you guys for joining in. And thank you guys for joining in as well, Z.
Thank you for having me.
Camry.
Thanks.
Have a good time.
Alrighty. Other than that, we will talk to all of you. Well, I will talk to all of you in the next Warren's World. Bye, guys.
Bye. See you later, strangers.
Now that'll do it for my Warren's World. Now on to Isaiah's.
91.1 WEDM. You're tuning into a episode of Warren's World. It's me, Isaiah, a.k.a. DJ Izzy, as you guys know me. I'm here with a special guest today. We have the one and only Shay Sparks in the studio.
Yes, yes, I'm here.
How you doing today, Shay Sparks?
Very good.
Hey, we're going to talk about some music today. You know, it's the end of the school year. It's been a long 4 years. You know, you've been putting in work all 4 of those years.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with the first bop, the Warren bop. No, let's go back to the beginning. Freshman year, the Bachelor Bears.
Oh, yeah.
Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, we did some other challenges between that. And then the next bop, the Warren bop, which was last year. You know, turned Warren Central up one time for one time. They actually played it at prom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was in there doing it.
That was crazy. I knew you. That was unexpected.
So, yeah, we're going to talk about a little bit of music. We're coming to the end of our high school career. We want to see what's up next. So, first, how do you think summer's going to go? You know, with us not having, like, no school looking forward to right now. You know, we're heading to college, you know, mm-hmm. all separate ways. How do you think the summer's going to be?
It's going to be a crazy hot summer. I'm already getting a glimpse of it. You know, we, what is it, May? You just got into May. We graduating in June, but right after that, you know what I'm saying, I'm dropping the whole project.
Yeah, none of the time now.
Yeah, none of the time. No, but nothing can't hold me back. Of course, I'm going to college, but it's like I'm still going to be trying to make that music thing happen.
So you got any like plans for music this coming up Sunday?
For sure. Like I said, my album's dropping in June, and we just going to be going after, like, you know, full force after that. So
how do you feel about some of these local artists, you know, starting to take off a little bit, getting their music out there?
Yeah.
How do you feel about them?
That's good. One of my favorite locals would have to be Skip, and he's actually a substitute here. And I've grew fond of another one whose name is Maxie. And I've got my eye on them. I think they're a great local talent. They've been at it for years. I know Skip has.
Skip been at it since like 2009.
Yeah.
Before we even got in high school.
And he even said that I reminded him of when he was in school, and because he used to be rapping around Warren Central, and now he's out there in the streets, you know, doing his thing as far as music wise. So yeah, Skip and Maxie.
He dropped that Joffy. That was a banger.
Yeah,
I had to listen to it.
Yeah, that's like quality local music, and I believe that can be mainstream.
So do you feel like you got any upcoming combinations with, you know, work together?
Of course. I really want to work with both of them. I feel like lyrically and, you know, just vision-wise of where we want to go with the music, like globally, you know, I feel like we all on that same, you know, mindset. So definitely. So
what about shows? You got any shows coming up?
Shows, yeah. So when I drop that project, I will be, you know, heading on a tour. And then I've got a big show coming up in August. It's called the She Event. It's a big vendor event that happens every year, and we have, like, thousands of people that come out to that.
So you know, like, what cities you'll be going to on your tour, or you haven't decided yet?
Well, we're going to be starting here off. We're going to be starting off in Indianapolis because, you know, I really got to grow my fan base on all sides of town. So, yeah. But yeah, I really want to expand, and we'll, like, go to Atlanta, Chicago, and stuff like that.
Are you going to big city, Atlanta?
Yeah.
That's where everything starts to take off. You know, people from Atlanta get a lot of exposure there because so many groups came from there, you know, a lot of recording labels.
Yeah.
Jermaine Dupri, all of them.
All of them.
So that's exciting. That's exciting. I'm glad to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel like your fan base has been? You feel like they've been supporting you good through this 4 years?
They be iffy sometimes, especially at Warren. They so back and forth, you know, but I really got a good support system at Warren Central. You know, you got your few and a bunch that be hating or whatever.
Yeah.
But for the most part, Warren does support me. I get a lot of support from the staff and teachers and stuff. So when I come back and after I drop my project, I can definitely come up in Warren and, like, you know, give a few CDs to some people who's supporting me.
Yeah, you know, the hate only comes from people, you know, they can't do it, so they kind of mad.
Yeah, and if you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. So
yeah, I know
what it is.
So do you feel like, you know, we about to graduate, right? So you think you're going to be still doing work for Warren Central, or, you know, while we're away? Because, you know, they usually all this, you know, everything we did, like Warren Live, Wake Up Warren, all that. So you think you're going to come back, you know, help them out a little bit if they need some help?
I mean, I definitely want to just come back and, like, especially, like, just talk to the youth so I can be, like, an example to them, you know, as far as, like, what they can do in life and even, you know, people who are musically inclined coming up in Warren, just to let them know that they can do it, too. But as far as, like, doing stuff for them still, I'm going to need that check. you know what I'm saying?
So, personally, I feel like Mr. Clayton is a big fan of you.
Always, him, yeah. I just got out, you know, just talked to him, like, a few periods ago. So, yeah, definitely anything for him.
And let's talk about, lastly, the Mick Network.
Uh-huh.
What you got going on with them? You got any internships coming up with them? Or are you going to be, you know, doing any music for them like you've been doing?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've done music for them most, you know, all year since I've had that class. So, recently they made me like the face of the Mick, where I go around and I promote, you know, big events. Like right now, the Mad Mick Miracles is going on, so they have me out there promoting that. But after I graduate, you know, I don't know too much about that either. So
I feel you. And my last question, what has been the best moment from your last 4 years of high school, including music or not, just your best moment?
Best moment would have to be when I performed at the big game. What was it? It was the Pink Out game. What was it? Who was they playing? It was Warren Central.
We talking football or basketball?
Basketball.
Warren Central game. And...
Who was it?
I'm not even
that
sure.
That was a big game. And
I remember, though. I know. Yeah. Because like, you was on RTV6. I remember.
Yes,
that
was the best time. I got filmed. I felt like a celebrity that day, you know. It was people saying, what's up to me? I didn't even know. It was just like all eyes was on me. So that was a great moment, yeah.
You deserved it, though. You worked hard for those. Thank you for coming in to doing this interview today.
Yes, yes.
And you guys stay tuned for the next episode of Warren's World here on 91.1 WEDM.